You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? How we doing today? I'm doing wonderful. I don't even know why I'm asking you how you doing. I guess it's so you could just have confirmation for yourself. So that's what's up. Y'all, we got a lot going on here with this little coronavirus. This is stupid, bro. I'm gonna tell you straight up, look. The NBA shutting down. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo shutting down. South by Southwest is shutting down. I mean, it's all canceled. And they don't want you to have any kind of meetings or get-togethers of more than 50 people. So, let me just ask you this. What about a company that has more than 50 people in, like, a huge warehouse or something? What, you're just gonna go and tell them that they can't have a job right now? Like, hey, no, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that money that you were making, yeah, forget about it, because we got this fake virus, and it's gonna come through and make everybody deathly ill, and it's gonna kill you. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. It's a flu, bro. It's a flu. You can't survive a flu. Like, come on. You know, like, I'm convinced that all this toilet paper, like, being missing, like, that's planned. That's part of the plan. Just to make it seem, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my god, like, what if all the toilet paper was missing? Like, they think this is funny. Like, they're sitting back there laughing at this crap. Like, they called it the coronavirus. Like, they're laughing at you right now, including me. Like, they're laughing at all of us, but they're especially trying to laugh at me. Like, this is all, like, a jab at me. It's ridiculous. Like, how could I not think that? Seriously, how could I sit there and not think that that's not a jab toward me? This is just fucking complete bullshit. Like, all the stuff going on right now is making it to where, okay, so if I can't have an event of more than 50 people, then I obviously can't have a rally. Then Donald Trump should not be having a rally. Then Bernie Sanders should not be having a rally. And all this crap, right? Like, what they should do is just drop out of the freaking race and just leave it up to the guy who is the correct candidate for the situation, which would be me. Sheriff. The Sheriff. Not just Mr. Sheriff or Mr. Chance or Mr. Trump. No, I am the Sheriff, bro. I mean, that's just all there is to it, man. I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to be any kind of way like that. I'm just telling you straight up, like, I'm the people's sheriff. They saw me. They like me. They love me. They said, you go, you come, you conquer. They want me to go and come back and conquer both. I mean, think about that. Really think about that. Yeah. Seriously. So we're going to dig into this coronavirus crap. Coronavirus forces the stock market to crash in certain areas, right? Like Disney crashed. Like, Disney is the biggest operational tool of this whole thing. Like, think about it. Think about it. We got Disney production, Disney buying everything. Now all of a sudden Disney's gonna take a hefty hit. Not on Disney Plus, they won't. You understand? You see why they did all this? They got a backup. They got backups for their stock market crash, so that way, in the meantime, they can still profit. Plus, you see what I'm saying? Plus, see the Disney Plus? Plus, they also make money off the stock market crashing by put option trading. Like, dude, they've got this whole organized, like, group that's doing this and making billions of dollars, and the whole time, you and I, the people who aren't doing what they're doing, and weren't invited to the reindeer games, like how does that make you feel? Like, it doesn't make me feel wonderful, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to choose to feel wonderful. That doesn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that makes me feel like they don't want us to survive. I mean, really think about that. They don't want you to be sanitary enough to wipe your own ass right now. I mean, you know, they want to pass around a man-made disease or virus or whatever you want to call this, right? It's the flu. Like, get over it. It's the fucking flu. It's the flu, folks. You're definitely scared of the flu. How come, what are you, 30 years old? How come you all your other 30 years, you weren't this deathly afraid of the flu? Like, everybody admits right now, let's all admit it, the flu sucks, right? But it's never killed you before. I mean, you felt like you wanted to die. Don't get me wrong. You felt like you wanted to die, but it didn't kill you. I mean, shit. Whatever this sickness is, I'm convinced that I caught it first. Kylie Jenner caught it 5 days later. Ended up in the hospital on September, like around September 25th of 2019. That's when all that went down. Then all of a sudden, all this time goes by. I see Las Vegas shooting quote-unquote supporters or survivors or whatever they were inside a bar. They see me drinking a Corona. I'm drinking it a special way. Next thing you know, they coming out with a coronavirus. Yeah, okay. Okay, sure. Okay, sure. Okay, sure. What do? They hit up their phone and looked up through Google or whatever, and it was like, is there such thing as a coronavirus? Oh, there is! Oh my god! Like, y'all are so gay. You're gay, dude. You're not even homosexual, right? Because homosexuals, like, I got no problem with homosexuals. But gay. Nigga, you just gay. You're not homosexual gay. You just gay as fuck, nigga. Like, gay. Ha! Gay! You're gay, nigga. Just straight up gay. You're gay with this coronavirus shit. Like, you expect me to believe Kobe Bryant and then a coronavirus right after? Yeah, okay. Y'all are ridiculous right now. Like, I'm trying to get over the fact that there's a real website, mars-1.com, and they're selling fucking trips to Mars. Yeah, fucking right. Bullshit. 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 There's not even footage of fucking them going to Mars and shit. You know why? Because they say that you can't come back. You can fly to Mars, but you can't come back. And if you do come back, it's a very risky process. And so, like, okay, let me get this right. You go there, and then you're just there? You're just there. Then what? Wherever the fuck this quote-unquote Mars vacation is. Because it's a permanent vacation. You ain't coming back. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that. Imagine. Let's just say we live in a dome, right? And the fucking dome opens up and you get to fly out and you get to go to Mars, right? Let's say the dome shuts and you don't get to come back in. This is all hypothetical, right? Like, this is, we're laughing at the fact that people calling this a dome and shit. Like, seriously. The dome opens up and it shuts and you can't come back. Like, what are you gonna do? You just gonna float outside the fucking dome and shit for the rest of your life, hoping that something flies by and you can eat it and shit? Like a motherfucker hoping for a space rat. Like, what the fuck? For real, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, the stock markets are crashing and Trump is lying about it. And he's illicit. He's an implication. He implicated himself into this and doesn't even realize that he self-implicated himself. He has no idea what just happened. He has no idea. Really think about that. You know, they're getting even sneakier with the scams, but to me, it's even sloppier. But they're trying to get even sneakier with it. But it's like, dude, we already know what you're doing. We already get it. We can already see right through it. We already know we're here eye to eye with you. And we're seeing your eyes wander in different places. And we're wondering, when is a good time to slap the fuck out you? Like, should it be now? Should it have been 5 minutes ago? Like, should we wait until this is all said and done and then slap the bitch shit out of your face? I don't get it. Yes, you heard me right. Slap the bitch shit out of your face. Like, this coronavirus is a fucking joke. That fucking guy who went and he touched every mic and then all of a sudden he's testing positive for coronavirus. Yeah, let me see the test results. Let me see how you got to that. Let me see. Because I don't believe you. Let me see the test results and show me how this equals corona fucking virus. Please do. Because it's a fucking flu. Oh my god, a basketball player caught the flu. What, you're going to fake his death now? Are you that fucking retarded? Like, what's next, dude? Like, you, there's, what are you gonna make? Fucking, Mount Everest turn into a volcano now? Like, that's how dumb your shit is right now. Like, what? Like, what? What? What the fuck is the flu? Like, what? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, go on, like, get the fuck out of here. Nobody gives a fuck about you and your flu and your fucking toilet paper shortage and your fucking insider stock trading profits. Although, guess who will care? A fucking judge. The general public. I mean, think about it. Like, we, like, right now, we don't care that you're doing it because, like, what can we do about it, right? But when that fucking time comes, when that hammer slams on your on top of your fucking head, what are you gonna do? Nothing. You're gonna take it like a good bitch, and you're gonna squirm and squiggle and wonder how you can fucking get out of it inside the back of your mind. I already know, dude. So let me ask you this, though. How many candidates have dropped out so far? Count them. It's more than one. What you can count on one hand. I mean, John McAfee, the guy who killed somebody and has been on the run ever since, is running. And has dropped out. I want you to really think about that. Boom, nigga!